Welcome back to our Guthrie County Let's Talk program. I'm your host, Logan Mance. On today's program, we have Shannon Nefmuhl, Guthrie Center Chamber of Commerce President.
I'm speaking with the Guthrie Center Chamber of Commerce President, Shannon Nefmuhl. And first off, Shannon, you know, how are you doing at these times?
Doing well. Definitely glad to see some warmer weather coming our way here this week.
Yeah, that'll be nice. Everyone can look forward to that. But everyone can look forward to the Super Bowl, and you guys will continue your food drive throughout the week after the Super Bowl till Friday the 18th. And can you maybe give us some details on the Super Bowl and how it's been going, and how can people donate?
Yeah, so the Super Bowl is an event that we've done the last three, 4 years in conjunction with New Opportunities, our food bank here for Guthrie County. And we know at this time of year, all of the shelves in the food pantry start to get a little bare as all of those holiday donations that people gave start to dwindle down. So we have partnered with Guthrie County State Bank to match all donations that are brought in, you know, to go back to the food pantry. So donations can be dropped off at either location in Panora or Guthrie Center, at either Guthrie County State Bank location, and we will match those for the food bank.
And then could you give us some details, you know, how you've done in the past and how you guys are doing right now with collecting food donations and just kind of that all jazz, just how is the fundraiser going right now?
Yeah, so it actually has kind of taken a slow start. We usually end up taking about 500-600 cans to the food pantry. Right now we have a I would say probably less than 100 right now that's between both locations. So we certainly would love to see additional things brought in so that we can match all of those.
How would you encourage people to maybe donate?
I would say we've got signs up at the grocery store. So hopefully, you know, when you're out and about doing your grocery shopping, you'll see those signs and throw a few extra cans into the cart. It can certainly be soup or just any canned goods. Soup is really easy, especially this time of year. Soup can be, you know, an entire meal. And so that's why the food pantry puts, you know, an emphasis on soup. But anything, you know, is welcome to be brought in. So,
and then also looking ahead, and right now with your 2022 members, you guys are sending out letters and then also dues. Again, could you fill us in on some information with that?
Yeah, so our membership committee is working right now on sending out letters to all of our current members, just reminding them that their dues are due, and those will be coming in the mail here in just a couple of weeks. If anybody is interested that's not a current chamber member, they can certainly reach out to us either through email at gcchamberofcommerce@gmail.com or from our Facebook page.
And then also something you guys do annually, or hopefully do annually, you know, with the whole circumstances that the world is under that we talked, couldn't have it the last couple of years. But it seems like you guys are going to get together this year for the annual Celebrate Guthrie Center. It's a joint meeting. Fill us in on some information with that joint meeting, and it'll take place this year, right?
Yeah, yep. So the Celebrate Guthrie Center, several years back, we started doing an event, kind of like you said, a joint event between the Chamber of Commerce, the city, the Economic Development Group, Main Street Guthrie Center, and also the school district. It was just an opportunity, you know, because we have so many groups in town doing kind of a variety of different projects. It was an opportunity for everybody to get together and kind of share with the public what each entity was working on. Each year, a different, you know, one of the different organizations hosts it. So this year it's Chamber's turn to host. So we're still kind of working out which day that's going to be. It's typically in the past has been in March or April. So we'll have some details coming here soon on when and where that will be.
And then also this is open to the public, correct? And people can go and get involved, correct?
Yeah, yep, absolutely. We want everybody to come, whether you're involved in any of those organizations or not, just again to hear and get updates on, you know, what each group is doing. We have a meal. There's, again, speakers from each of those developments just kind of giving brief presentations on what they're doing. And then, of course, if you are wanting to get involved, that would be a great opportunity to connect with individuals from each of those organizations.
And again, we're speaking with Shannon Nathmiel, the chamber president for Guthrie Center. When will you guys have all the details kind of hashed out for this event?
We should know here within the next couple of weeks, at least have a date, and then be able to start, again, through our Facebook page, putting some information out there as far as, you know, where to get tickets for it and when and where it will be.
And then also moving down the road, but something someone can keep on their calendar, is the Easter Egg Hunt in April. It'll be here before we even know it. Could you fill us in on some details and what people should know and put on their calendar?
Yeah, okay, so we are really excited that the Easter Egg Hunt is on this year. The last 2 years, we haven't done it. Rose Acres is actually our sponsor of that event. They put on the event in its entirety. They donate all of the candy and the eggs and the prizes. There's wonderful prizes. So we're really excited that that is a go again this year. I don't know for sure the time or the location, so information will be coming out in regards to that, but the date for sure that you can put on your calendar is going to be Saturday, April 16th.
And then finally, you know, as we wrap this thing up, is there any final thoughts you'd like to give us as we kind of wrap up this program?
I think we covered all the things happening right now. We just certainly continue to get a lot of good support from the community in terms of people wanting to spend their money local and shop small, shop local. So we appreciate everybody's willingness to do that.
Well, thank you so much, Shannon, for your time, and we always appreciate it.
And that was our Guthrie County Let's Talk program with Shannon Nathmiel, the Guthrie Center Chamber of Commerce president. You're listening to Raccoon Valley Radio Network.